Good day, brothers and sisters, spiritual patriots. Welcome to episode 82 of the Patriot and the Llama Show, God's Portal of Gold. Today, we're going to talk about what's been going on with this portal, what the Llama seen in the fifth dimension, some exciting things there, what is happening with this. So make sure that you share it. Share. Let's get past the Facebook censorship as much as possible. We really love you all. We appreciate you sharing. We appreciate you pushing. Let's not stop pushing. Pushing on Facebook, pushing on YouTube, getting this word out to folks, okay? You can see my background today. Step into your power. We had a great first webinar on that. I'll be showing you where you can register for that today if you're not a free member of mastermindwebinars.com or rasaji.com. If you are free members of there, you can register in the back right now. The Llama is almost done with his upgrade in technology. Nice thing about it, it will be done this weekend. So if at any time we need to cut the bandwidth on his side a little bit, what we'll do is just put his picture up there, okay? I know everybody likes looking at the Llama. I love it too. You know, all that positive energy, all that great energy coming off him. But we want to make sure that we can hear him loud and clear. But we love you all very much. This is something that Abba wanted the Llama to talk about. So I'm going to pass it over to Brother Llama right now, see how he's doing. And then we're going to get right into the portal, God's Portal of Gold. How you doing, Brother Llama?
Well, I'm doing good, Patriot Jimmy. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right. I'm excited about your upgrades that are happening.
Yeah. So we're excited about talking about, undoubtedly what happened with the Millennium Portal opening on 11/11 has triggered with our investigation. What the Llama Seri is referring to is God's Portal of Gold. In our investigation, when we were down inside Mount Kailash, we could see this tunnel, literally a tunnel that was at least 100 to 125 feet wide in diameter. And the closer we got into the center of the earth, the more it looked like a second sun was literally going in, and the color spectrum went from 7 to 9 blended colors into where the golden color of the sun just completely became dominant. And as we looked to the thickness of the portal, there were times where it was just looked like liquid gold lava, Jimmy, was the best way we could explain it, flowing in. And it hit me in a real powerful way. You know, we grew up, you remember our parents and our dad always talking about earth and talking about gold and silver, and said it'd be good to own some of this because God only made so much of that. And we've been talking about that, but at that moment, it became evident to me there's more gold, that there's going to be more gold that's going to be found that people don't know exists. Gold mines are going to be discovered that right now nobody even knows about. Some of the gold mines that are being suppressed from people are going to be opened up. But God was letting us know that his currency is the dominant currency in the universe, and his energy and light behind that currency vibrates at the highest frequency in 3D. It was amazing to me. You could go outside the portal and you'd see 3D, and it would be so much cooler, and you would come in, you'd be back in 5D. And then, of course, we had these angels that basically were on a 3D field trip. You know, it reminds me of my son years ago going to Marineland, and he says, I want to go. I've never been there. And I thought about these angels. My God, they've never been out of 5D. And the only way possible for them to be here is to be inside that 5D portal. And so then as we got around the earth, we noticed that gold and silver was surrounding the rim of the earth, and it hit me so strongly. We went back to the lamasery, and we had lamas coming in that had been retired for a long, long, long time. And we have the ability in the lamasery to create a hologram. And we projected the hologram of revelations on one side of the wall of inside the lamasery. And we put the epistle of Isaiah up side by side. And different lamas and Siddha Yoga masters were going through, connecting the dots between what Isaiah was saying to the people at the same time what Jesus was saying to John in Revelations. And we realized with those two discourses that we right now are living part of Revelations and part of Isaiah. And it was just giving me chills. And one of the lamas stood up, been around, you know, a couple hundred, and he said, guess what? The second coming is not only about the 144,000 and what they will do, but it's actually about the earth itself simultaneously. That in the next 33 years of this reign of ascension, transformation, and judgment, we're going to see the earth go through its second birth. You know, scripture says, Jimmy, they shall be to earth. Brother, it was obviously that investigation identified. We can safely say now, without a shadow of a doubt, that the portal is God's golden energy, sometimes referred to as the Christ light, sometimes referred to as the Alpha in the Alpha and Omega. And we can also say without a doubt, there are two Earths that exist now. One vibrates at one frequency in one dimension and the other one at the other. So back to you, brother.
Yeah, and as you're talking about this, and hopefully everybody can you hear me okay? I've got the mic right here on the stand, and we're working, you know, over the next couple of weeks during the holiday to get this everything into the 4D, actually the 4K situations, because we're going to be working on the Patriot and the Lama show, syndicating it throughout the United States and local TV, local radio stations. So they won't have to see the Lama and the Patriot, but they'll hear us, and we're going to make sure that audio quality is top notch. And also then we will be working on getting on some of these TV channels that we can get on too. So we're going to be taking the making sure the video is top notch. But as you were talking, Brother Lama there, I got to tell you, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you had talked about what you and the Lamasery as the Lamas met over there, because you guys, again, can, you know, you can travel in, you know, astroplaning. You can travel out of the body, okay, while your body's there. And a lot of gurus and masters have been able to do that through thousands of years, right? I mean, Christ told us we will do the things that he did and we will do much more. But the problem is most people don't believe it, right? Most people condemn themselves with their words every single freaking day of the week. Every second of the day, sometimes with their thoughts and their words and all of that. So it's nice when you see that a brother or a sister has come to that ascension where they are able to leave the body and travel anywhere that they want. And as you and the lamasery with the lamas that are, you know, sculpturing ice sculptures 100 feet away from the sculpture itself through the chi, are able to gather together to do, information gathering on what's going on in the portal there in Mount Kailash. And then seeing like a stream of gold, like you said, lava, like golden lava energy just flowing through this thing into the center of the earth. And then looking at the center where it looks like the sun, and that makes sense, 100%, right? 100%. And then thinking about, you know, what Sid Roth just had a guest on, and they were praising Abba and all that. And all of a sudden, what did they see? Liquid gold in the ceiling. And then Sid Roth brings something up about what he's been talking about it. Then we're having our I think it was our mastermind webinar yesterday. And, you know, silver does so many things in the wellness side of the equation. I mean, big time. And so does gold. And our body contains these things. And so, you know, one of the things I got really excited about is, you know, those frequencies that Master David Paul did. And I want to show people those real quick. I mean, you know, it's amazing what Abba's got us building for folks for free. I mean, it's amazing. You know what I mean? It just gets better and better and better as we go on. And I am so grateful again to be involved in the what's happening here with these testimonials and just the amazing changes that are happening in people's lives. But I want to go over this real quick with everybody. Okay, so if you're not already a free member of the Circle of Life community, then become one. You can watch the live event on 11/11/22. That was amazing. I'm still working on getting the chat log in there, but amazing. Watch it. We had over 850 people stay for 3 hours and 33 minutes, I think the entire event was something close to that. But also, you know, you've got the ability to step into your power registration for the 29th. Start the new year off right. This is costing you zero. Okay, this is no sign or anything. Zero. This is like zero, meaning it costs you nothing. Okay. And go ahead and register because we only have 1,000 seats and they're going to get taken up. Okay. They're going to get taken up. So make sure that you register. Of course, we're always going to put this under channels. Step into your power. These are not open to the public. Latest from the Lamasery and Step Into Your Power. You've got to be a free community member to access these. Okay.
Absolutely.
These are not open to the public. All right. You got to be a free community member to access that. But when you become a free community member, you get access to all this training. You get access to the Lamasery update and Step Into Your Power. And you get access to the silver and gold frequency on top of other stuff. And these silver and gold frequencies, not only if you listen, and how long are these? One's an hour and 11 minutes. If you sit back and listen to these for a few minutes and you just meditate and clear your mind, right? You feel it in a big, big way. Mm-hmm. Not only does this help you wellness-wise, both silver and gold frequency, because your body contains these elements, but it also helps you attract silver and gold into your life. And if you don't understand why you need to have part of your portfolio, and this is not financial advice, this is just common sense, that you don't need to have part of your portfolio of your assets in God's currency, then I advise you to watch Your Personal Wealth with Master Lama Rasaji and God's RV with silver and gold and understand what is going on and what's been going on for thousands of years. Okay. So I'm excited that we're giving all of this stuff for people to get for free, to come on in and absolutely change their life at zero. Again, this is a no for zero, not any kind of, you get these haters out there that want to say, oh, he's part of the Masons or something. No, I'm not. Sorry. You know, it's funny. If people had a camera watch my life, you know, you see that what I do. But at the end of the day, to be able to give people the power that they can step into their power and, you know, not only, you know, get the healing and the financial blessings and all this stuff. Because God, I can feel the energy, Brother Lama. I still feel the energy from this portal. So, you know, you talked about, you know, that this gold-like lava was pouring down through the center of Mount Kailash, right? Coming in through what we call, you call it the head chakra, where we have the energy coming down and to our body and going up through the spine and all of that. You have this same thing with the earth. You know what I mean? Where you've got this now.
Well, Mount Kailash is referred to as the crown chakra or the crown portal, if you will. There's many portals on earth, just like there's many portals in the human body, right? But we're you know, we're have the crown chakra. So when the energy hit in 11 and 11, and simultaneously went through Mount Kailash, the crown chakra of Earth, as it went through everyone's crown chakra, you know, and all the way down to the permeal, to the tailbone, and then the energy came out and circled the inside of your energy body, your 4D body, and your 4D body got a dose of 5D. Just imagine your 4D and your 3D bodies got this dose of 5D. Well, you got stepped up.
Yeah, can you hear me, brother? I got to tell you, I just seen something from one of the Facebook folks, and I'd like to get their name. I was in the hospital with kidney failure. Rasaji popped up on my timeline, and I asked for strength with a hands prayer. I'm going to put this up. I'd like to know who this is, by the way. We'd like to have your name because we want to pray for you. We got some of the strongest prayer warriors on this planet in the Teachers and Adepts program. We want your name, full name, because we're going to hit you with so much prayer and so much energy. It's going to light you and your family up. But read that. This is the kind of things that are happening, folks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's stuff happening with healings, financial blessings. Abba is doing, again, Brother Rasaji is a vessel of Abba. I'm a vessel of Abba. It's not about us. It's about Abba. It's about your relationship with the creator of all things and for you to step into your power like you've never done before in your life, okay? In your life. But you see, somebody just put that up. We didn't even solicit that. But now that someone put that up, I am going to ask all brothers and sisters who are part of the Free Circle of Life community, or you're a private member, or you're in advanced training, or you're a teacher in adept, you know, put down, you know, what's going on with you in the Circle of Life at Rasaji.com. What's happening? Because, you know, there is no more time. I've been saying this for years, Brother Rasaji, since we've been together in this lifetime. I've been saying over and over again, and I know you have, that God is not going to accept gray anymore. You got to be fully in the light or fully in the darkness. Where are you going to be? You going to be on the team God and Christ, or are you going to be on team Satan and all his minions? People have to make a decision, and they've got to go all in like they've never gone all in before in their life if they want to thrive and not barely survive or actually die in these next 33 years. What do you have to say about that, Brother Rasaji?
Well, that's the truth. I mean, it's evident. I mean, do you understand there's a 33-year countdown? Whether you your countdown, and bless that this first full year is going to be the year of the water rabbit pumped up about what is, you know, going on, and all the prosperity, the potential. What that told me, the event itself, and then the investigation of the event. By the way,
hey, you're breaking up a little bit, brother. I'm going to can you turn your video off real quick? Hey, brother, you broke up there. I didn't hear you for about 10 seconds. Can you shut your video off real quick and let's see if that helps? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me better now? All right.
I can hear it. So, I can hear you. I love to see you, brother, but I can hear you. And I need to hear you. That's the most important thing.
That's all right. So, you know, what we learned is that with the portal opening and the investigation of the portal 72 hours after the first 21 days. And by the way, we're going to be doing this investigation about every 60 to 90 days before every big event we're going to do. As you know, Jimmy, Friday, March 24th marks our next big event, like 11/11. And we will have another investigation, and we will speak to that investigation on that broadcast. But what it told us was this, is that the portal for the portal that opened up for Jesus to incarnate for the first advent was basically produced by the mystical group, the Essenes. that they had been knocking on Abba's door for about 300 years collectively. And this kind of thing's been going on since Adam, Jimmy, was placed here on the earth 175,000 years ago. But about once every one or two millenniums, Abba usually answers that, right? So this time, a 3,000-year-old organization called the Lamasery in Darchen, Tibet, is credited, and with the people that they have been years collectively, are credited to opening up this portal this time. So a 3,300-year effort is going to produce 33 years of ascension, transformation, and judgment to this earth, to this 3D earth, right? And it's going to be gifted. Our goal is to keep the portal open the whole 33 years. And as you know, when we place the Lamasery on North America, let me tell you what this Lamasery is going to do. This will give all of you chills, right? It's like, imagine that there's a man out in the water and he's dying right now. He's been thrown overboard and he needs a life preserver. And so what would we do? Obviously, we would attach a life preserver to a rope and we would throw it in the water to rescue this person, right? The moment the Lamasery goes up and we start to do penance on that property, it's a life preserver to the human race on planet Earth. And it becomes the grounding of the portal. Right now, the grounding of the portal is COL on the internet and the teachers that we're training that are putting boots on the ground, as you know, Jimmy, right now. Now, as they grow from hundreds into the thousands, by the time we're on that property, the estimation is we'll probably be somewhere between 500 and 1,000 teachers already opening up even further. But yes, when that Lamasery is erected and we're doing penance on that property, the funnel of Mount Kailash then will shift its southern end, its grounding in to the North American continent. And we'll fulfill a prophecy that Siddha Yoga masters and the Lamas have been saying for thousands of years. They're calling America the New Jerusalem. And this is the reason, brother, they're calling America the New Jerusalem. Back to you.
It's exciting and very humbling that Abba is utilizing Circle of Life, you Lama and myself and others on our team, lots of strong women, lots of strong men, brothers and sisters, lifting them up and getting them to step into their power. I love, you know, again, this image isn't probably final because, you know, I always like to tweak stuff, but I love this image. I love your power, how we have the circle, you know, the infinity sign. The eight, and you know, it's so important for people to understand that this is a time of this, you know, this yin and yang, right? This balance in life. You know, one of the things that you have taught me over the last couple of years, you know, since we've been together, it's almost 2 years now. In February, it'd be 2 years, is that to have more balance in my life. You know, I give a testimonial before I got involved in Tai Chi Gong and working with Brother Lama here. You know, I'm a workaholic. I was a workaholic. I would work, you know, 110 hours a week. And not only would I work 110 hours a week, but not take a vacation with my wife for a decade. You know what I mean? Because I felt that working was so important. Now, you know, over the last decade or so, I've always made time for God. And before that, thought I was making time for God, right? But getting on Tai Chi Gong accelerated that 1,000-fold. And the prosperity and the blessings have been pouring in. Just pouring in, okay? And it's not just happening to me. And the folks that have been with me on this journey that you seen when the Lama and I got together there back in February of 20, I think at 2021, you'll see the changes in me. I mean, people are saying this all the time. And, you know, it's nice to continue to move into, you know, what God intended you to be and do this time around, this lifetime. And we're all going to be so held accountable for what's going on right now. You know, the infinity sign I was talking about, you know, I'll show this here. So one of the companies that I'm an owner of is an energy wellness company. And you can see that on the llama under energy wellness on his website under wellness. And you can see this here. If you look close enough, you can see that we have the infinity sign twice with a 12-pointed star. And we, you know, look at what the meaning of the affinity sign is and look at what the meaning of a 12-pointed star is. And we tested many, many different symbols in order to get the frequencies. And all of our frequencies are of the highest quality frequencies to help, like with the band or the relief patched, which, you know, I know you have a personal testimonial on, Brother Llama, or any of the other energy wellness products we work, how the frequencies work better than anything that you can put into your body. So it just tells you that we are energy beings. You know, we're souls having a human experience. And the closer we get to the divine, the more we can feel the energy flowing everywhere around us. And the more we, you know, work on getting these energy portals in our bodies working more efficiently through the Tai Chi Gong, or I like to call the angel exercises, which are some of the easiest, the easiest exercises I've ever done in my life. I mean, you would have to be really, really super lazy not to want to do these exercises. And the benefit is beyond anything that I've ever seen. So, you know, this portal has now opened up on 11/11. You and the Lamasery, the other llamas there, seeing this gold, you know, like basically I could compare it to, you know, when you seen the movie Green Lantern, when they're flying through space and they get to the world where the green energy energy is going into the core, into the center of the earth, right? The energy of will, they say. This gold energy, this solid gold, liquid gold, is it an energy? Is it the form of liquid gold? What did it look like? Oh, you know, and then
it looked like hot gold lava that people, you know, hot gold lava. That's what it looked like. And
hot gold lava.
It was the most incredible thing, and the energy was completely off the chart. The idea of regeneration, Jimmy, was so strong that this was, you know, transmutation, that this was transformation. I'm going to make the earth renewed. I mean, that's the llamas kept talking about. This is going to renew the earth. It's going to completely blow people's mind away. You know, when you think about it, you know, again, we go back, you look at, you know, simultaneously, there's three volcanoes that spin up, right? And so go back to the fact of what I said early, growing up, and Dad said, buy some property because there's only so much of that, but that's really not true. See, what is really true is that as volcanic ash forms, eventually that becomes more land in the earth. It takes many years, but it metamorphosizes, then vegetation starts to grow on this rock. I mean, yeah, we carry lava rocks in our store online because what is more ground in through the fires of God, right? I mean, just think about what's happening here. So he's expanding his earth, and the llamas are saying, well, he's getting ready to expand his gold. He's going to expand currency. He's raising the frequency of it to show what is dominant. So if I'm looking at a portfolio, I mean, I'm not a financial planner or advisor, But one thing spiritually makes sense to a Lama who's been trained for 54 years and teaching for four generations is, I know in my portfolio, I want to earn a certain amount of real estate. It vibrates at a certain frequency. I want to own a certain amount of silver. I want to own a certain amount of gold. But as you know, Jimmy, also in our store, we're starting to carry precious stones that our company in India is actually mixing with our mala beads. We've got blue lapis, right? We got emerald. So all your precious stones, I mean, think about these guys. Where does that really come from? Well, crystals that are in the earth. That all comes from Abba. That's
Abba created it all.
He created all of this, right? The heavens and the earth, right? So everything is really his property. And another thing I want to make is that it was clear that the gold that's flowing out of this gold and the earth that's expanding is meant for Abba's children. It's meant for the children of light. It's meant for the people who want to ignite the living Christ within them. This Abba is as important, if not more important, than the first Abba, 2,000 years ago. Because this is about the Christ being born in everybody. And over the next 33 years, it's maturing like the Christ matured inside of Jesus. So, he's the way shower, right? He's the Dharma. He's the path. He's the way. That's the Tao. And I'm the light. And so we're supposed to follow that. And we're going to have 33 years to perfect that. And we're working, over at COL, we're working like it's 33 minutes. I mean, we are on it. Everybody on our team is working with passion. How much better can we make the website? How much better can we make the traffic to the website? How much better can we make the free site? How much better can we make? I mean, I don't know if a lot of people even know this in the audience, Jimmy. They probably don't even know that we have four different levels of membership. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't probably know that, and that we have now over 70 applications in for people who want to teach.
Almost 80, by the way. It's almost 80 applications now. Yeah.
33 people have been approved to teach and 18 actually with boots on the ground. And that has happened in less than 120 days, less than 4 months. I want you to know.
And it doesn't just happen automatically. These people have to, feel it in their spirit. They've got to be in advanced training for 6 months, and then they've got to fill in an application that Master David Paul looks at with you and then bring them to the table. But it's very clear to me through meditation and prayer and discernment through the Holy Spirit that Abba will be building thousands and then tens of thousands of these teachers all over the world, building classes of 107 plus that is going to light this planet on a holy fire like no one's ever seen in the history of its existence. You can take that to the bank. Listen to what the Patriot Lama has been saying for over now, almost coming on 2 years in February, end of February. We're not leading you astray. Abba's not leading you astray with us. That's for sure. This is going to be a lot of work on our behalf, all of our behalfs, not something that's going to, the checks in the mail or, you got this, the $100 trillion Zimbabwe note, and now you're going to get a deposit of $1 billion in your bank. I truly believe in my heart that Abba is doing the greatest wealth transfer on the history of this planet, and gold and silver are going to be a big part of that transfer. And you have talked about Solomon's, gold, right? Solomon's treasures. And I guess there was two Solomons in the Bible. We could talk about that later, the tale of the two Solomons. But the one Solomon that had all this treasure, And you're now, you know, saying that that treasure is going to be part of the release to Abba's people. And I would hope that all you brothers and sisters are ready for that. Are you going to be a steward that can be trusted with Abba's wealth? Are you going to be, there's been prophecies by prophets said about me that blow my mind. I don't care about the, listen, money we're going to utilize for Abba's will and Abba's way to further his kingdom, to further his glory, all of that. You know what I mean? I could sell one company and go retire. All right. It's not about me. It's not about money. It's about what the mission that God has planned for us and you. What is the destiny that you're here for? And so, you know, it's interesting too, brother, as more disclosures coming out, and we're not going to get into the minutiae because, you know, they'll slap us around. But as more disclosures coming out and more people are becoming aware of the truth, more and more brothers and sisters who are lost out there are going to need people to point them into the right direction. Right. And I see COL as building an army of those people to help do that. Go ahead. I think you're on mute, brother. You might need to put your video on hold because you might, or put your video on off there. Can you hear me okay? Maybe not. Okay. But we'll wait for the llama to come back, everybody. You know, again, he'll have all that handled this weekend. He's rebooting. We know he's rebooting now, but I got to tell you, folks, it's really, you know, some of you that have been watching, you know, as I've come out publicly, I started doing it with Steele and then Ward and, you know, coming out publicly, building my Patriots Network, you know, sending, you know, coming out more and more. You can see the transition that Abba has done personally in my life. How many of you have been around for a while and have watched what's been transpiring with My Patriots Network and Brasaji.com and Circle of Life who are watching today? How many of you have been out there? How many of you out there have seen that transformation? What Abba's doing? And he's doing it rapidly. He's doing it very quickly, okay? Sister Lani, me, okay, yes, right. Sister Lori, yes. So it's not something that Jimmy's saying, Patriot Jimmy's saying, it's something that's happening, right? And it's something people are seeing. And even though, you know, it's interesting, like I was on with my son, Tommy Truthful, and the Llama, we were on with him last week, and with Donut, and we were all having some good conversations. You know, we were broadcasting into Facebook to get more eyeballs on what's going on and to invite more people to step into your power, which I'm going to invite you all to register again for. And, you know, in less than 24 hours, over 20,000 views, I think 500 shares or something. It was just amazing. And then because we put the link so that they could register, or my son did something, I guess it wasn't my link, they hit us for spam in our own network. And took the video down. So what are they afraid of? Why are they suppressing the Llama and the Patriot and the Llama? Why is it that our videos and our posts on our Facebook page, on My Patriots Network, in some cases get more engagement than distribution? So they are throttling down the videos and the posts, but the people getting them are engaging in them more than most of the people that post on Facebook. And we will be dealing with that next year. These people think that the Patriot's going to sit idly by. Abba's utilizing me. We're documenting everything that we can document, everything we see. And what they're doing is wrong. What they're doing is the same crap that Twitter did and got exposed of. Look, if we're doing something wrong, then they shouldn't, you know, even have us on there, okay? But when we're telling the truth and we're helping brothers and sisters that are getting testimonials like are on Brasaji.com and in the comments on Facebook and in the comments on YouTube, they should help. They should give us a fair shot and distribute our stuff, just like they distribute a lot of stuff out there that's just absolute garbage. Yeah, and it's no copyright strikes at all. None. Nothing like that. They took that video down with 20,000 views less than 24 hours and all those shares that we did last week with my son, and they called it spam. Our own video with our own link on our own networks. Think about it. So, you know, we are on other networks and we're going to be expanding to other networks. Now, by the way, we can take this broadcast and we can integrate it. StreamYard has now given us the ability to take this broadcast and integrate it into our websites. So now we can do that. Okay. Then we're going to be able to broadcast that way also. But at the end of the day, you know, you look at some of the stuff that Facebook is freely giving massive reach to that have no fruits of the labor whatsoever to help people in any way, shape, or form. But the Patriot and the Llama, because I have my page named My Patriots Network, right? They got a problem with it. Right? They got a problem with it. Now, my hands might be disappearing in a way. You can see them here because I've got the background on here. You see? Now, I have a green screen. I'll be working on that. It's right behind me. I got to test it. I got to do some adjustments with the camera. But once we put the green screen in there, green screen behind me, it should not do that. I just have to make sure that the camera angle is right so that this width, let me do it slowly. When I go over to the mountain, it wants my hands to disappear. Huh? This width here is covered with the green screen itself. So there's a lot of stuff that is happening right now, folks. And, you know, the one thing that I can tell you, and we're going to wait for the Llama. He might have to reboot, like I said, because he's got a lot of stuff going on with that internet. And they don't want him on either. You know, they try to stop him left, right, all the way, but loose. Hold on one second. I got him calling me. Hold on. Hey, Brother Llama. I can hear you. Yep. No, I told everybody you'd reboot your computer. They're trying to stop you, man. But yeah, you get back on, brother. We're here. Well, you've had them over there. They're trying to stop you, man. You know, and that's fine. Just like they took our video down. So I'm going to talk to my brothers and sisters. We're right here for you, Llama. All right, brother. But it's amazing, you know, folks, with all of the censoring of people that are, you know, have a view, you know, or they have an opinion and they want to censor them. Like they're very nervous. If you go on our site and you look at some of these posts and you've got, we got 151,000 followers on that page and they distribute it out to 1,000 of them and you get 1,500 engagements, they don't like that. Okay, they're like, oh my gosh, this content is resonating. We don't want that. And again, it isn't about Rasaji. It isn't about the Llama or the Patriot. It's about what Abba's speaking through us and the mission that he's put us in charge of. We're the stewards of this, okay? And we're held accountable, believe me, in a high accountability. When you are a teacher and you're doing something like this, and I've been teaching people for many, many years, okay? Mostly in online business, all right? Mostly in online business, how to crush it with their online business. But as you come out and you're starting to teach, and even for that, I'm held massively accountable. But when you start teaching people and showing them these things, you are held at the most highest level of accountability by Abba and Christ that there is, okay? And so I take that very seriously. And the Llama takes that very seriously. And our teachers that are training right now, Abba's teachers that are training right now to help bring this out belly to belly around the United States, around the globe, okay? There's people that are involved in that aren't just in the United States. They're in other countries. And what I've been getting through discernment through the Holy Spirit is Abba is going to take this thing and take it beyond rocket fuel. Let's just say a couple days ago, we had the breakthrough with fusion, right? With nuclear fusion energy, clean, no waste. You know, like right now, these nuclear plants, yeah, they don't put, you know, they can go on pretty much forever. But what are they doing? They're putting waste, nuclear waste, into our environment. That's not good for our planet, okay? But this fusion, wow, we could have pure, clean, abundant energy for all people. And now it's coming out more and more public. So there is so many awesome things that are going to be coming out. But at the same time, simultaneously, the shaking and judgment is going to increase tremendously. The Lama said something, okay? He said, two worlds. I believe that. And there's going to be a world of judgment and basically like Armageddon and all hell breaking loose. And there's going to be a world of ascension and transformation for the people that are really dedicating the time to the divine and his son and giving thanksgiving for the spirit and moving forward down the path that they were laid out. That's laid out for them to accomplish the destiny that they're created for in this lifetime. If you're not going down that path today, what's the delay? What's stopping you? What's bottlenecking you? As we're here on the 15th of December of 2022, the only thing I'm going to say that's evergreen in this video apparently today, that's not evergreen in this video today, meaning this doesn't always, it's not always the date, right, of the time of where we're at today. We've got exactly 16 more days left in the month of December. And we're starting the new year of 2023. The year of the water rabbit. We're coming out of the year of the water tiger, the Chinese zodiac, right? And things are going to accelerate. Judgment's going to accelerate. Transformation is going to accelerate. Ascension is going to accelerate. You need to truly look at every area of your life like I'm doing, like the Lama's doing, like Brother Joseph Land's doing, like a lot of our sister teachers are doing and brother teachers are doing. And you've got to do a column exercise and you've got to weed the garden in every area of your life. You got to weed the garden, get rid of the weeds. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, by that analogy, it is this. Get rid of everything that is not serving your higher purpose. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. I know sometimes it's hard to do, but you can do it. And you're going to be better off for it. Can I get an amen on that one? Because, you know, you need to weed the garden of life in all areas of your life. And you need to focus on yourself and your relationship to the divine and how you're going to step into your power like you've never done in your life in 2023. What are you doing the next 16 days besides the day of Christmas and the day of New Year's? So let's say the next 14 days. What are you doing the next 14 days to prepare yourself for what's coming in the new year? If you haven't done the 45-day challenge yet, I would recommend that. I really would. For someone that's been doing, now again, when I first started, the only thing that I was doing was I was doing the breathing for the first 2 months. But for someone that will have been doing this in February for 2 years, minus 2 months, just the breathing in the first 2 months, but 2 years doing the breathing and then the exercises. And now getting in to the stand-up exercises and seeing things happening, having the best year of my life financially in 2021, not knowing that that was going to happen. That was all Abba just blasting down, you know, his blessings. and then doing it again in 2022, okay, and telling me in my spirit that 2023 is going to make those years look like very small, and telling me that he's going to be blessing all his people that want to truly build a real relationship with him and actually do it, not make excuses. Well, I don't have enough time. You know, I got to get up. I got all these kids. I got, or, you know, I got to go to the work. I got to do this. I got to do that. Every kind of excuse that you can have not to do it. I got to get a little water here real quick while we wait for the llama. He must, they really don't want the llama over here, but the Patriot will take care of you today. Hold on. Let me get a little bit of this water here. Do you know why you're here? How many out there know their destiny or have gotten from the Spirit, from the Creator, you know, what they're supposed to be here for? What are you supposed to be here for? Why are you here? You're here for a big reason. You might not think it, but you are. You are here for a big, big, big reason. And there's no more important time in the history of this planet than now. Look at what's going on. Look at the perversion that they're bringing to our school systems and to our society. Look at this government. It's an absolute joke. It's disgusting. And I hope Brother Llama, and I pray Brother Llama, and I do believe what the Lamasarian hymn is saying about after these 33 years that half these governments won't even exist. And most of them will be minimized. I mean, if you look here just in the United States alone, if you look at the Constitution, oh my goodness, I said the Constitution. The federal government's not supposed to be doing all these things. They're not supposed to be doing all these things. There's like five different things they're supposed to be doing. So you can see my hand. I guess my hand looks better against the white shirt, so I'll keep the hands in front of the white shirt. But there's five different things they're supposed to be doing. I think it's printing our money, treason, treaties, protecting the seas, you know, our borders, the military. It's like that. You know, that's all they're supposed to be doing. They're not supposed to be involved in every single other thing of our lives. And then not only are they involved, but then they want to bring all this perversion in. Now, if some people, they're into that, then go do it. But you ain't going to shove it down my throat. And you're not going to shove it down my wife's throat. And you're not going to shove it down our kids and our grandkids' throats. It's a time to stand up. We have allowed these people to take control of almost our entire planet and all the pillars of society. We got to pray harder than we've ever prayed before. We got to declare and decree harder than we've ever declared and decreed before. We have to step into our power that God gave us as sons and daughters of the Most High, of his purest DNA, and actually get into the fight. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking spiritually. What we need to do is develop more spiritual patriots on this planet. Not just patriots. I know a lot of great patriots, really good patriots, but we need spiritual patriots. We need people that are not only like the llama, he's a ninja, and the patriot here, my past lives, you don't even understand the battles that I've been through. I'm a warrior, and I'm a warrior in this life, okay? But we got to get more spiritual than we've ever done before, and we got to start standing up and decreeing and dispatching the angels of the warring angels. I mean, the llama said, you know, he went to church, you know, after the portal. You know, you of folks that have been with us for a while, you know, the llama, he goes to a Catholic church. He's got two Indian priests there from India. You know, he loves them to death. You know, he loves doing that. Again, I love all my brothers and sisters, whether you're Catholic, Christian, you know, Hindu, Muslim, I don't care. You know what I mean? If that helps you get your connection to the divine better and you're doing what's right and you're doing what's good for yourself and humanity and the planet, I'm all for it. I think the llama's coming on. There he comes. Here he comes. I'm just doing a little preaching, brother. I'm just doing a little preaching. I hope you brothers and sisters are okay with the Patriot once in a while. When the Holy Spirit grabs a hold of me, I got to say what I got to say that's on my heart, because we do love you all very, very much. And we need, Abba needs more and more people.
You're going to love.
Go ahead, brother.
Brother, Microsoft took me out there. You're going to love it. Microsoft took me out this time. You're going to love it.
Microsoft, you know, it's amazing how they're, and you see this with what has been going on with the Twitter dumps, right? But how all of these people are, and we all thought this anyways, there's nothing really new on the Twitter dumps that they're telling us that we already didn't know, right? But isn't it amazing how they all are synergistically working together? Like Microsoft is your operating system, for goodness sakes. It's your operating system. It shouldn't be shutting you down while you're in the middle of a live broadcast, right? I mean, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of work to do. And whether Elon Musk is a good person or a bad person, only God knows. I don't know, and all of that. But all I know is more people that believe in freedom, that believe in free speech, that believe in, you know, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, need to start owning more of these assets. Because right now, the people that own them, look what they just did to the llama. They shut him down because of what he's talking. They hit my son, with spam because the video is going viral and they had to stop it. They stopped so many of our videos from going viral. It's crazy. But you know what Abba's going to do? We're not going to stop. Listen, we're making the content. We're going to put it up on Facebook. When we broadcast, we're going to broadcast on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to broadcast other places. We're going to put our content up other places, but we're going to keep hitting it and hitting it and hitting it and declaring and decreeing it until it's right. And it will be right. Mark my words, after these few decades, this stuff will be sort of right. Talk about the transformation, Brother Llama, that's going to be happening over this next 33 years and where the Llamasary and you see us, you know, the next few years and then moving into, you know, because everybody has that microwave mentality where they want it now. You know what I mean? This election 2022 midterms, this and that. But, you know, they want it now. They don't understand that this is going to take time, but all of these things happening are going to make it get better and better and better. There are things happening behind the scenes that are going to help make things better when it comes to the election integrity and all of these different things that are going on right now on this planet. Over to you, brother. Can you hear me?
Where I'm at. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Can you hear? Okay.
So yeah, I can hear you, brother.
It's only because, you know, working on my, it's not magical as most people think. It's having a near-death experience when you're only 12 years old. So what do you learn to appreciate? You learn to appreciate life and you learn to appreciate health. A lot of times people ask me, why are you so passionate about what you do? I said, do you remember the wishes of a dying man? Do you remember the wishes of a dying woman? You know, if you look at all the movies that are made around Christmas, from A Wonderful Life to A Christmas Carol, you look at all those, what they have in common. They have in common that if these people had it to do over again, they would do it different. God blessed me by stopping all the functions of my body in 1968 and then taking me to heaven and introducing me to his firstborn son and then the mother of his son, who in turn turned around and induced me to Master Llama Bo Yang, who today is 115 years old, be 116 in April. And he became my mentor, basically, for the last 54 years. And so he put me on a pathway. And as I began to slow everything down and let my conscious mind catch up to my superconscious mind, then I realized I could see things that people not seeing. See, I see the whole thing moving forward where most people see the doom and the gloom. See, I can see progression that happened in the recent elections, but most people, they don't see that. See, they because if you're vibrating out of fear or one of the seven basic emotions, then can you understand that that's clouding up your spirit? So if your energy body, which is your 4D body, it's the very body that when you go to sleep at night, it's psychically being scrubbed for about 5 to 6 hours. This is why we separate all of our conscious minds when we go to sleep. If we didn't do that, we couldn't function the next day. Have you ever seen a person deprived, an average person deprived of sleep for a few weeks? There's a lot of people on the planet that have sleep issues. What do you notice about those people? Well, they're short temper, they're ill will, the body begins to break down because their energy body, because they're not consciously on a spiritual path that has spiritual practices to consciously scrub the body like we're teaching people over at the Circle of Light. The only cleansing they get, and this is based on God's mercy and grace. This is right out of Abba's mercy and grace. When you go to sleep at night, the angels start to cleanse your energy body unless you step up and take conscious responsibility. Remember the word responsibility means respond to potential ability. Remember that, okay? So over at the Circle of Life, people keep asking me, how is it y'all getting those testimonies? Those testimonies are incredible. How is it people are having those? I said, well, because they're following a 3,300-year-old pattern that only takes 20 to 40 minutes a day. Now, Jimmy, I read a testimony on the Dalai Lama the other day, and the guy was just a beautiful testimony. It was so down to earth, but he gave the timelines for when he did everything. He was with us almost 6 months before he became a paid member, and then he was with us almost another 6 months before he entered Master David's class. And you just see this ascension ladder, but this is what he said. I want people to get this. This is a real regular guy. He said, I was mad at the whole damn world before I found Lamaji and started practicing these exercises. And now my anger is dissolved. He said, I used to have this direction on basically wanting to entertain depression. And basically, I wanted to get out of this life. I really wanted nothing to do with people. I wanted nothing to do with my existence being here. And now I am shocked to realize that I'm really supposed to be living in the body a couple of hundred years. Because all the spiritual patriots of the Bible, that's what they did. And that's God the Father's original plan for all of us. See, the bottom line is, when people look at the longevity of Enoch out of the Bible, Jimmy, or Boganathar, who come from two totally different walks of life, two totally different religious backgrounds, two totally different training, but both of them at 350 to 400 years old, what happened to them, Paul says, and Romans. And I talked about that today, as you know, in today's Daily Lama. Paul says, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed, but we shall not all taste death. Well, Elijah didn't taste death. Enoch didn't taste death. Bogunathar didn't taste death. They both were called into heaven because all three of them had become a good preacher of righteousness, which is right use of God's law. They humbled themselves. God gave them health and longevity. Remember what he gave Isaiah? He told Isaiah, I want you to fast and pray and stop and start walking in God's way. Well, Isaiah took him seriously and fasted and didn't stop praying until he walked 120 miles up into the mountains. And it was up into the mountains of several days of praying and fasting where Isaiah gives one of the most incredible prophecies of all prophecies. He starts to talk about the Messiah. He talks about the Messiah only because he got close enough to God the Father. Watch this, Jimmy. This really excites me. I have now nailed all the hundreds of testimonies down to three common denominators. I want you people to listen to me and ask yourself, do you want this? The dominant number one is I do the 45-day challenge, and it's made me closer to God than I've ever been. That's number one. Number two, it brings me a level of peace that I have never, ever experienced in my life. And why is that important? Because Jesus said, before you can accept my promises, you must become peaceful. So the number two thing is becoming peaceful. Here's the number three thing. They will talk about something healthy that has changed in their life. Some people, it's a half a dozen things. It'll either be a emotional health, a mental health, or physical health, or all three of those. Now imagine, you want to get closer to God than you've ever had in your life. Would you like to have peace in this trouble of chaos on the planet when hardly anybody else is? Do you have something physically, emotionally, or mentally going on with you? If you want to challenge yourself, this is why we call it a challenge. Prove the Lama right or wrong. I dare you. I double dog dare you to have the guts to go out and prove me right or wrong. And the only way you'll know that is to do what these people have done. And that's 45 days of challenge. Back to you, bro.
Yeah, if you don't do, you don't get. And amen. You know, I noticed that in the network marketing industry. I've done whatever deal I ever did and I wanted to do. It was good for the people and good for the planet, and I had time to do it. I could blow it up. And when I got caught, when that word got out and they knew that I was an online business guy, then they started wanting me to be part of their company and, you know, be the CTO or the VP of technology or the COO, the chief operating officer. And I watch these companies, a lot of companies go from zero to millions of dollars a month. Was part of the team that helped make that happen. Go from zero distributors to thousands of distributors a month. But one thing that I seen that was always consistent was the fact that 97% of the people never did hardly anything. They wanted a financial change in their lives because usually they get into a network marketing company because they want to actually make more money. Now, a lot of network marketing companies have great, you know, products, some don't. But they wanted to change their life financially, but they were not willing to do what it takes to change their life financially. I believe with the shaking that is coming on this planet currently and the increased shaking will hopefully wake more people up to actually doing what it takes to make a change. Because if you sit down, you sit back and you're not willing to take the action that's needed to help make that change happen, then the chances of that change happening are almost non-existent, right? And a lot of things that I see in life, you know, like you're going to see a lot of people with great wealth that are not praising God, not giving God the glory, not doing all that stuff being taken from them. It happens all the time anyways, right now. And it surely happened as King Nebuchadnezzar pounded his chest, walking around on his grand, you know, palace after he's seen the miracles of the boys thrown into the furnace and seen the other miracles that he was firsthand seeing them. Yet he wouldn't give the glory to God. He wouldn't give the praise and the thanks to the creator of all things. And what he got for it was he got to eat with the animals, the grass of the field for 7 years until his hair turned into feathers like on a bird. You are going to see an acceleration of Abba and Archangel Michael and the legions of warrior angels starting to remove these blasphemous, egotistic people from this planet like you've never seen before.
It's already started. It's already started.
Right? And you know this, Brother Lama. You talked about it too. And I've been getting the feeling for a long time, this is going to be this war that's raging in the spiritual realm. We all need to become a part of it.
Well, and that's our point on the investigation. The spiritual realm has come to earth. So,
can you say that again? Can you tell the brothers and sisters that again? What you just said?
Yeah. The bottom line is the spiritual realm has now come to earth. That's what is unadulteratedly true, that the investigation has proven. I've been saying for years, Jimmy, that the most important part of the Lord's Prayer is on earth as it is in heaven, that should be a mantra that people say at least 20 or 30 times a day, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in next be, because our investigation validated that Jesus is here. Mary is here. Archangel Michael is here. I mean, literally, the warring angels were taking the silver right out of the energy as strips, and they were putting on their handles as sword of justice. And when they did that, you would see them grow and expand. I mean, you would see them go through a metamorphosis of, it would remind you of something like X-Men or something. It was just absolutely incredible. But see, here's the thing. What is becoming the consciousness of the human being is as we're stepping into our power and we're all becoming this living Christ, instead of us only using, you know, 10 to 12% of our brain or our mental facility, are able to use our organs or our glands in a combustible engine kind of way, all of that gets elevated. All of our blood vibrates higher. The cells vibrate higher. The 144,000 parathyroids in the body become activated like switches being turned on. People start to glow. They start to radiate spirit. You can see the light coming out of their eyes. You can see the reflection of spirit coming off their face. People look like Moses, who just came down from Mount Sinai, and his wife says he has seen the face of God. This is what it's about. It ain't coming, guys. Let me make the point. It's here. It ain't coming anymore. It's here. And that's what the Lamasery now has validated. That's important.
Well, and as all this disclosure, and here's the, you know, I keep these prayer beads next to me down here in my office. I got another set upstairs. And, you know, affirmations, you know, what you say becomes, whether positive or negative, whether truth or lie. So you need to be very careful of your words. And now what the Lama's saying, and it's coming down here, this whole manifestation stuff, whether good or bad, is happening a lot quicker, right, Brother Lama?
Oh, yeah. As if 4D has disappeared.
It's just like 4D has disappeared.
The buffer zone's no more.
The buffer zone.
I see people walking around every now and then. The Lama's been seeing the other side since I was taken in 1968 to heaven and then came back. So I've come back to testify, first of all, that heaven is important. But you have to understand, the first time I went to heaven, I had to die to go to heaven. But I can't tell you how many times I've been to heaven that I didn't have to die.
Right.
Well, you want to realize you don't have to die to go to heaven, right? But you do have to get clear about your connection with the divine, number one. Number two, then learn in the 45-day challenge what it means to do a column exercise. If you would have heard what the sage of the South said about the column exercise on Mastermind webinar yesterday, you'd have been blown away. Let me just interrupt
you for a second. This is a gentleman that owns unbelievable, you know, tens of millions in real estate, part of a hundreds of million dollar hedge fund, and continue, Brother Lama, what he's doing.
He owns, you know, a stake in a local credit union, that, you know,
the bank.
Yeah. So this is a guy that, you know, we've been friends. We've been coaching each other, you know, with our strengths for a quarter of a century now, for 25 years, right? And we've learned from each other. We humbled up to each other to realize the strengths that, because of that relationship, both of us became more than we would have ever been had we not embraced that, right? And when we first met, we were kind of miles apart. There's two things that we had in common. Both of us had a love for martial arts, and both of us had a love for God. And that's what we had. Outside of that, we were worlds apart. This guy's been building multi-million dollar businesses for over 40 years now. And you got to understand, let me tell you, when a real astute businessman is on the businessman, and I think we should really think hard about having him on our next episode of Stepping Into Your Power. I think the people would really appreciate Joseph. And that is, when you've run a trucking industry and become a multimillionaire, when you've been at the top of six different companies, pay plan and network marketing, when you have invested into the stock market and the real estate market, this guy has made millions in 4 to 5 different industries. I want you to think about this for a second. Most people, you know, if they're successful in life, be honest, for the most part, I mean, you just take Donald Trump, for instance, a good example. Like him or love him, the guy's a billionaire. But most of his wealth came from building in the hotel industry. Everybody knows that, right? That's where it came from. This man has made millions in 5 different industries. I've seen it firsthand. I've been on trips with this man. I've been on cruises with this man. I've been all up and down the East Coast working with this man, you know? And he is forgot more about business investment than most people will ever learn in their lifetime. But he's one of the most humblest persons in the world. And the reason he's like that is because, like Jimmy and me, every morning he gets up and he has this relationship with God that at the very minimum lasts about an hour a day. And because he's been doing that for about 40 years, he does everything. And he stays humble, and he keeps an open heart about him. But he is one of the most astute businessmen I have ever seen. When it comes to kicking the tires of an investment or a potential company, he's the kind of guy you want to call in. If you're like, okay, let's look at this. there's nobody I know that's better at kicking the tires than the Sage.
Well, and you know what's great about that? As part of the private membership in COL, Circle of Life, and part of the private membership in Mastermind, they get access to Joseph twice a month.
To his wisdom. You're right, brother.
Yeah, and they, you know, whatever Joseph and I are doing investment-wise, we're not financial advisors, but we are sharing that with our folks. So we're helping more and more people. You know, again, this is about the wealth transfer. Again, God's kingdom needs funding to finance it, but all the money, all the gold, all the silver, all the land, everything, every bit of water, all belongs to him anyways. And he puts it wherever he wants, regardless of what anybody thinks. Doesn't matter. A lot of people got a big giant ego and they think, oh, I'm King Kong, I have this, I'm that. Next thing you know, God takes everything from them, or he takes away their health. And now what are you? Because you come in this world with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing. It's only going to be about what have you done, why you were here, to improve the planet and for the people and to further God's kingdom. Because everything else does not matter, okay? You know, you're going to utilize money as energy. You're going to utilize it as a tool to follow the path that God has set out for you to accomplish the destiny that you're created for. Bottom line, okay? That's the bottom line. One of the things is, too, I showed you at the beginning where you can get a hold of the, the last step into your power webinar that we did. It's in the free back office of Circle of Life. It will be in the free back office of Mastermind before the end of the day tomorrow. Easily to get access to it. Let me show you once more before we answer some questions. Go ahead and put some questions in here. Again, those of you that have been with Circle of Life for a while, been watching Brother Rasaji and me do Abba's will and work, you know, put down what you've been experiencing, whether it's negative or positive, we're okay with it. Again, we don't want anybody to ever not tell the truth. We always want you to tell the truth. You're held accountable for that, so make sure that you do that. But it's really important to, again, get moving. If you're not moving, get moving now. Stop waiting. Stop making excuses. Get moving. Time is of the essence more than it's ever been in the history of this planet. The Lama just shared with you that 4D is pretty much dissolved. The buffer zone is dissolved. And I'm going to ask the Lama one more question before we get into answering questions for the folks. Sure. If you're seeing right now, here's Mastermind webinars. You log in, you go to registration, public webinar, step into your power, register. Okay. Again, and then I will put recordings under here where you'll be able to see it, step into your power. And then here, for make sure that you start playing this gold frequency. This is in the free community. But again, if you want to register right here, step into your power. If you want to watch the past one, step into your power right here. Ladies from the Lama story. Okay. All right. Hold on. Did you say something, Lama?
Yeah, Jimmy, if you don't mind, take him to Rasaji.com. For people who maybe haven't got all their Christmas gifts just yet, we have a special in our
special. Okay, hold on. You're breaking up a little bit, brother.
Give me a chance to talk. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hold on one second. You're breaking up a little bit. Let me pull this up here.
Okay,
hold on one second, because maybe that's causing the issue. But this is what you're talking about right here. You want to talk about this a little bit?
Yeah. So understand, the Moonstone vibrates an incredible frequency. The company in India that thread the prayer beads for us, they pray over them as they're threading. And the Lamasery with the Lama prays over them as they're shipping them. So they're doubly blessed, number one. But the moonstone itself, every mala has a certain frequency and energetically does a certain thing. What the moonstones do, they help to balance your endocrine gland system and the psychic portals that the yoga people call chakras. So it's real powerful. So we're selling the garland malas and then giving 50% off on the bracelet. So if you know somebody that's wanting to get serious about the 45, check that out, because that's going to really help a lot of people, you know, balance their endocrine gland system. And of course, also doing the Tai Chi Gong exercise gives great support to the endocrine gland system. It's one of the most powerful things the system does. So I wanted to share that with people, Jim.
Yeah, just click on the store, go to, you know, go here and you can use this code Moonstone 50 and you get that deal that the Lama's given. I don't even have these, so I'll be buying these also. Then I'll wear them on the show so you guys know, you brothers and sisters know that I did it. I love the fact that it helps with that gland system. That's very, 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 very important. Okay, so let's get into some questions before we do our prayer, our blessing. Lamaji, are you saying that 4D is gone for good, never to return, or does that depend on our, let me put this up on the screen, on our work over the next 33 years?
You're right on all cases. It's not gone for good, except that. So everywhere else, you're right. But you're also right in saying the people who are working on themselves, the bottom line, the resistance of 4D is diminishing every day. So when you ask yourselves, when I'm reading these testimonies and I'm hearing things that are just so powerful, how is this happening to these people? How is it they're feeling more energy, more peace, more love? Well, it's telling you they're doing the work. They've put the pedal to the metal and they're doing it, the boots to the ground. And they're actually, there's an old saying in the East, do the thing, get the power, don't do, don't get. And that's the basic premise here.
Yeah, I want to put this up from Sister Melissa. Hey, I shouted you all out in a video Sunday. It's amazing testimony. Please go watch. I'm stepping into my powers. Posted again today about another experience I had. Please share that with us. Absolutely, Sister Melissa, we'd love to see that. Love to see that. And the more of us step into our power, the more of us declare and decree, the faster we're going to accelerate what Abba wants for this planet. Here's another one from Facebook user. I guess they won't even let them put their name up there. Best self-improvement I've found. Love you guys. We love you too very much. Been life-changing for me, life improving every day. My connection to divine creator is getting stronger. I mean, this is so important for these things to be happening for people. It's incredible what's going on. I mean, it really, really is incredible. Amen. And it's all Abba. All the glory and honor goes to Abba. I'm not going to ever, you know, you see a lot of people out there, they want to take all of this glory and honor for themselves, and they don't get it. You know, it's not about you. You know, I had a very interesting, I was watching, I don't watch the news, but my wife was telling me about Mike Tyson being on, she thought Hannity, but it was Tucker Carlson, right? So I listened to Tyson, and, you know, this is a guy that went through a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Starting out young, you know, he lost his mom and dad, was arrested very early. But he said, you know, one of the things about fame that he realized is that, you know, the people that have all this fame, they really think there's something. You know, they really think there's something. But it's until they really learn that they're really nothing, that they really become something for God. Okay? When you're in it for your own glory, you're not in it for the right reason. But when you're in it to glorify the creator, you're in it for the right reason. and watch what happens. I told, we had one of our students, they said, Jimmy, you know, when you were talking about don't ask, thank, I started just thanking God for everything, thanking him for, and I do it. I thank him for the water I take a shower in, the shampoo, the conditioner, the toothpaste, the toothbrush, the dental floss, everything, okay? Everything thanking. He said it transformed his life dramatically. Isn't it amazing when you're not hateful towards God, but you're grateful towards God? When you're giving thanksgiving to God? When you're letting people know that, no, this isn't from me, this is from God. This is from God that this is happening. Let me tell you something. As you do that, you will see the power of God like you've never seen manifest in your life. And like the Lama said, the 4D isn't permanent, but it's happening. Manifestation's happening in a big, big, big way. And you need to be part of that, right? You need to be part of that. Look at this, Sister Stacy. It is so powerful. I'm just in awe. Moments so much every day. All moments so much every day. It is changing me so much. It is amazing. Here's another one. I didn't even read this whole thing. Facebook user, I wish they'd give you your name. For the first time in my life, I found teachers and mentors who are genuine, authentic, truthful, consistent, and do what they say. Master Lama Rosada, Jimmy Schwinn, and the Cult SEAL team are literally 21st century apostles, bringing the planet back into balance by leading the way back home to Abba. I've made more progress in this year, last year, than in the last 20 due to their guidance and teaching. Tai Chi Gong has made all the difference, and I have never been more excited. And again, folks, that's a beautiful testimonial. Abba is working miracles in this person's life. Okay, this is from Brother Brent, and this is so true. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. You see that? That's what you need to be doing. All of you need to be doing. Okay. Brother Lama, let's give your prayer and blessings to our brothers and sisters today.
Wonderful. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together in your light and love, transforming us as you're transforming the planet. We are grateful that you are healing and protecting people and raising them up. We are so thankful of the 33 years to come and the transformation and ascension it will mean for all of us, for our family, our friends, our loved ones. Thank you that you are creating the second earth and vibrating your 5D inside her and collective around her. It makes me think of the birth of Jesus inside of Mary. And I know that's why they were there for me to see. I am very grateful for this vision and the vision of the Lamasery and what the Lamasery has stood for all these many years. We are grateful for these great teachings that the angels taught Boganathar many moons ago. Thankful that this Advent will bring us a deeper understanding of Jesus, the love of Jesus, and the trust and blessings from him and his Abba's firstborn son and what he stands for. Let the living Christ be born within us all, and may it mature and go on to do the greater things that Jesus commanded all of us to do. We give all honor and praise to you, to your Holy Spirit, the giver of life, and to your eternal Son. Amen.
Amen.
Love you guys.
We love you, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful and blessed day. See you soon.